Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 22nd day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Josh Burnick of Congregation Beth Israel in Metairie, which is a suburb of New Orleans and Louisiana, to share the Chizuk. She will be immediately followed by Rabbi Burnick's belief, reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Prior to sharing Divrei Chizuk, I asked Rabbi Burnick to share with us an update of what's happening on the ground in New Orleans as a result of then Hurricane Ida, now Tropical Storm Ida. The latest reports and from what I've been hearing from my contacts in the area is that that New Orleans has lost power as of last night and could potentially be out for even for the next several weeks. Our mutual friend, Bradley, I was texting with him last night, just listening and watching on the Weather Channel, just getting a sense of what was going on. And he shared with me that they had already lost power yesterday evening and was shocked that my text came through because he wasn't even aware of what was happening. They just heard the wind outside and they were in the dark. And so I put on my weatherman hat and throughout the night, it's the early morning, was giving Bradley updates of what was going on. But Rabbi Burnick, can you share with us? I know many of the community evacuated. I believe yourself as well. Can you give us a sense of what the latest is?
Sure. Thank you so much, Sally, for having me back on the daily call. I would say about half of our members of our congregation stayed at home in Metairie or in New Orleans, while about half evacuated, including myself. I'm in Memphis at the moment. And I, too, have been getting updates and been in touch with many of the people who stayed back home in New Orleans. Naftali touched on, there's a pretty significant damage to a lot of the core infrastructure of the city, of the area. You know, the power will probably be out for a few weeks. Even running water is pretty much out for at least the rest of this week. Fortunately, as the skies cleared, and this morning people were able to go outside and assess the damage. Looks like, thank God, the damage to most people's houses as well as to the shul have been fairly minimal. That, you know, some missing gutters, some fences knocked down, things of that sort, some a little bit of water damage. But at least so far from the people who I've been in touch with, the damage has not been as catastrophic as was feared. So we're hoping that continues and that God continues to protect us and protect the community.
Amen. Please, God, we certainly hope so. That then we're certainly grateful to hear that the damage was minimal. And, you know, I guess as the days go on, we'll get an assessment more as to what the needs might be. Is there any sense yet at this point when the shul will be able to resume?
It's a great question. Because it seems like power will be out for, they're estimating right now, 3 weeks or so. So that obviously puts Yamim Noraim planning very much up in the air. I think without power, it would, you know, be very complicated. So we're beginning to talk about alternative plans for Yamim Noraim. But at this point, we don't yet have those kinds of plans. I think, you know, yesterday was sort of the day of just surviving the storm, and today is kind of the assessing damage and beginning to plan next steps. So that process is just beginning, because it looks like likely it will be a couple of weeks before we're able to be back in the building.
Wow. Wow. And a beautiful shul it is. I had the privilege to spend time with you there prior to COVID. And we're certainly hopeful that that the power will come on soon and that the community will be able to get back whatever the sense of the new normalcy is, that we're still in the middle of COVID right now. But the last question for you is, and then we can certainly talk offline, the OU and really just as a mechanism, it's really been the broader Jewish community. Whenever there's been a need, whether it was Hurricane Irma several years ago or Harvey and in Houston, the community has really stepped up and been able to provide the funds and the resources necessary to help the community. Is there any sense yet, though, what the early needs might be and how people can be helpful?
And thank you so much for asking that question. At this point, we're really still just assessing. Obviously, you know, some of the things, you know, as far as power and so forth are more local kind of infrastructure. And I think as the days go on, we'll have more of a sense. You know, like I said, the people I've been in touch with, fortunately, the damage that they have to their houses has been fairly minimal, but, I've already heard of people, you know, whose friends have had trees fall down through their roofs and things like that, and roofs of buildings torn off. And you know, many people did have very significant damage to their homes. And so I'm sure that, you know, as the hours and days pass, we'll be hearing more of those stories and we'll have more clarity about the ways that that all of us, and you know, the OU in particular, who's helped so many times before, people will be able to contributed to help rebuilding the community.
And certainly so. And we already have a mechanism in place here, this call itself, even before we can talk about whatever physical resources might be needed. Certainly the coming together to learn Torah together and to recite Tehillim and to focus our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers to all those in need in New Orleans is certainly greatly beneficial. And so with that, I will pass the baton and ask for you to begin with the Divrei Chizuk and then transition into the Tehillim. B'chavod, Rabbi Pernick. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Naftali. This is actually sort of a perfect transition into something I was thinking about a lot. As we began reciting Slichot on Motzei Shabbat, on Saturday night, we did so virtually, as many people had already evacuated. And I was speaking, as I introduced the Slichot, about how what we were experiencing in New Orleans as the storm was approaching, so mirrored where we are in the Jewish calendar right now, of this intense preparation. You know, we've had this month of Elul to prepare ourselves spiritually for what lies ahead. But as we enter this final period, this period of Slichot, it's really that intense preparation. I compared it to preparing for a hurricane, and that people over the weeks, this season, the hurricane season approaches, in some ways prepare. And yet there's still that sort of frantic energy in the lead up right before a storm to make sure we've done everything we can. And I think that's very similar to what we feel in Slichot right now, as we're really preparing for Yom HaDin, we're preparing for the Day of Judgment, for Rosh Hashanah, and for this holiday season. There's that similar kind of frantic energy and concern and fear, and also, you know, optimism that things will be okay, and that ultimately we'll be able to ride it out. As I was reading this Slichot this morning, what struck me was one core difference between the Slichot and the experience that we have in New Orleans, that we've had historically after Katrina, as well as what we have now. When I was reading through the Slichot, I was struck by how a common theme that arises again and again is this idea of sort of the whole world conspiring against us, our neighbors, the people around us, creating just as much trouble as the world as a whole is creating for us. That there's the sense that only God can step in because we can't rely on the people around us. And just even my experience in the last 24 hours over the course of the hurricane is that as much as the natural world might be in some ways feeling like it's conspiring against us. We know that we can trust the people around us. We can rely on our neighbors. And we feel that so strongly. That's really the history of our congregation of Israel after Katrina, really rebuilt and rebuilt much stronger than it was before Katrina because of the ways that our neighbors, our friends, even people we had never met before, stepped in to help us, to help the community grow, to help the community strengthen, to help the community to rebuild. And we feel that already today as seeing neighbors checking on neighbors, people seeing what they can do to help, as we do rely on God as well. And we prepare now to recite these Tehillim, which is our way of asking God, beseeching God for help. It's so comforting as well to know that as we're asking God for help, we also know we can ask our neighbors for help, that our neighbors, that all of you are there thinking about us, praying for us, and also demonstrating your willingness to step in other ways to help us. So that provides such a source of chizuk to us, and really appreciate all of you, and hopefully we can repay the favor that we all step in and help one another in this time of year, but at all times as well. That will begin with the Lachaf with Psalm 20. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'an echad anay v'yon tarai, sagev ha-shem Elohe Yaakov. Yishalach ezrecha mikodesh, v'mitzion yisadecha. Yizakor kol minchotecha, v'olatecha yidash nasela. Yikam lecha chil v'alecha, v'cholat lecha yimaleh. Yanana Vishwatecha, Vashima Lenidagor, Yimaladanai, Komishavatecha, Atayadati, Kiyoshiadanai Vishicha, Yane Gumishmekrasha, Ligbrothia Shayemino, Hele Berecha, Vele Vasutim, Vanachnu, Vashima Lenai, Eloinanaski. Hey, my caro, when I follow, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yaninu, the Yom Korenu. We now continue with Yilach of Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizamor le David, Adonai Roi lo echzar. In Otadeshe are we singing, all name in the court in Aleni. Nafashi is over, Yanahini Bamagle Sadek Laman Shamo. Gam ki elef the getom of it. Lo irara, kiata imadi. Shivtecha umishantecha, imayanahamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shlochan neged zorlai, vishanta v'shem enorshi kosi revaya. Ach etol v'chesed yerdefuni kol yemei chayai, v'shavti v'beit adonai le'orech yami. We now continue with Tefillah Kuf Chaf Aleph on 121. Shir la malot, esa inay el ha'ari, me'ayin yabo ezri, ezri me'im adonai, bose shamayim v'arez. Al yitin amut raglecha, al yanu hom shomrecha. Ine lo yanu v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tziocha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yaketa, ve-yareach ba-layla. Adonai yishmor ha-mikora, yishmor et ha-shecha. Adonai yishmor tzicha ovoecha, me-ata ve-arola. And finally, we'll recite Tehillah Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shiramalot minamakim karati Adonai. Adonai shim'a bekoli. Tiena oznecha chashuvot lekol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmorya Adonai miyamot. Ki imacha hatzalicha leman tivarei. Kiviti Adonai kiveta nafshi, velidvaro hochalti. Nafeshi Adonai mishomim haboker, shomim haboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed vardeim ovedu. Vehu yifede ed Yisrael, mikol avonotah. We'll now continue with the Mishnah Berakh HaKolim, prayer for all those who are ill and in need of healing, following in the custom of my congregation, the congregation Beth Israel, Nedari, we'll sing the Mishnah Berakh to the tune of B'Shem Hashem.
Mishabeirach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David v'Shlomo U'yivarech v'yirate Et acholim v'et acholot.
We pray for all those who are ill and in need of healing. Abor shenachnu mitpalim ba'avaran, yitzardeh kadosh baruch hu, yalei rachamim aleihem, lachlimam, v'yirpatanu lachem yitam lachayetam, yishafu hem erafua shleima min ha-shamayim lechol izrehem, v'chol pideim v'tok sharf le Yisrael, refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, may God give them the healing and strength that they need, and the speedy healing from heaven, hashta bagalat bisman kariv, v'nomar, amen. And we will conclude with reciting Yachinu for all our brethren who are in distress and captivity of any sort, thinking of those who are still trapped at home as well, in my home community of New Orleans, as well as our brethren around the world who are stuck or in distress, who are in need of healing. Achinu kol beit Yisrael hanatanim b'tzara v'shivya ha'umdim bein bayam uvein ha'yavasha המקום ירחם עליהם, יוצאים יותר מוצר לירבחה, ומאחרירה לאורה, משיבעות בגאולה, השתה בגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Pernick. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered, the Torah for good, and certainly all of us are thinking of you and your community, and everyone should be safe and well, and healthy, and that the report should be minimal damage, and that the lights and power should, Ezrat Hashem, please God, go on very, very soon. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.